I miss my parents so much. I miss my dad and my mom, and I think I have been since I was 8 years old. They weren't the people I needed them to be. And I'm sure they were going through their own things. And it's not even a matter of forgiving them or not, or writing them out, or this or that or the other. I think I'm always going to be wounded by the fact that when I look up and I look for someone to lean on, to give me support at my roots, there will never be anyone there. I have connections I've made later in life, really strong connections, unbreakable connections. Connections I've made through hard work and blood lost, and you know the saying, blood of the covenant is thicker than water of the womb. Those types of connections. But I still feel that pit, that emptiness, that betrayal, that loneliness from not having my roots there for me. No matter how bad I want it, I realistically can't change who they were or who they are now. And that's just something I might have to give up on in life. And it makes me feel lonely. I was thinking about the things that I yearn for the most on a subconscious level, underneath superficial things like money and time and a good night's sleep. And I want to feel protected. I want to feel safe. Maybe specifically to me, because I didn't have those things. But I feel like it might be an everyone thing. Everyone wants those things. It feels, when I think about it, it seems so basic and so simple. I did something terrible the other day, and I made my son feel really unsafe. I didn't hurt him. I just, sorry, that was a defensive reaction. I did hurt him. I took a card, for all intents and purposes, a toy card, but it had real money on it. It had real value to him, even if it didn't to me, and I broke it. And what's worse is I broke it in front of him in a form of punishment. But I wasn't, he didn't deserve that punishment. And that wasn't the way that I should have been teaching him. I betrayed what he deserves, and that is to feel safe and protected. I'll figure out how I should have taught him properly. That's my job, and I'll amend that at some point. But more importantly, I really need to make sure that he still feels safe with me and protected. I'm a little torn. I am critical of myself, and I think that's important. I know I've done good by my son and my daughter and my wife, my family, a lot, and as a general rule, I'm a great dad and a great husband, but I don't think I want to believe in the general rule anymore. I've clung on to this 90-10 value, something where if I'm good 90% of the time, it'll overpower the 10% of the fuck-ups I make. But I feel like that's just an excuse that allows those fuck-ups to happen. Nobody's perfect. I'm going to keep making mistakes. But I don't think I should ever get to the point where I forgive myself for those mistakes. No, that's not right. It's okay to forgive yourself for mistakes. To not learn from my mistakes. I have to learn from my mistakes. It's what's so important. Forgiveness is fine, and that's just a matter of what I need to do to get by, to function as a human being. There's nothing fruitful about beating myself up over something, especially if I've already committed to change. Ruminating on dumb shit I've done won't help me. Being sad or angry after the fact might help me a little, but only in the sense that I'm acknowledging that that was a problem that needed to be resolved. Once it's acknowledged, I need to address it, make a solution, and then stop ruminating. I have an actual problem I haven't solved yet, but I'm sure I will solve it eventually. I've been struggling with it for maybe not that long of a time, but at the very least a few months. Because it wasn't a problem before I acknowledged it, even if it was a massive problem. I feel like I keep hurting the people I care about trying to fix myself. And it's important I say fix myself. I'm not broken. I'm just not where I want to be. I want to better myself. And in the efforts to better myself, I worry that I'm going to hurt those around me. Or I worry that I am hurting those around me. And at the same time, there's a duality there where I really need their support. And I want their support. But it's also my job to protect them and take care of them. And because I don't have that place to look upward, I'm stuck really, really hard on this one. I don't have any fatherly figures in my life right now. I do a little bit. I have uncles that I'm close with and I love and that I could probably go to for advice, but they're also going through their own thing. And I don't know if this is a betrayal of me not wanting to be vulnerable with them because I don't feel close enough, or if I truly don't want to burden them because I know they're going through a really hard time in their life. Actually, before I can even approach that, I think I do truly feel that I'm not close enough, even bypassing the emotion, the distance. They live very far from me, and it's difficult for me to establish a genuine connection remotely. I've made it work sometimes. I have what I like to believe a close friend who I haven't necessarily spent a lot of time with in person or even verbally, but I feel quite kindred with them. And I think they feel kindred with me. Anyways, I spoke with them for an hour and a bit, a few evenings ago. And I wasn't doing anything else, and they weren't doing anything else. So there was genuine connection. We were talking and understanding each other. And I felt very connected and loved at that moment. And I hope I was able to express how much I loved him at that moment. I have a lot of bonds with other males of my own general age. And I wonder if that's enough, or I don't know if there is any replacement for the maternal bond that someone can have. Because I can feel very safe with someone. But it's not the same. Although, I say it's not the same. It's really hard to know what you're missing when you don't have it. I just know I'm yearning for something that I don't have. And that I've, at the very least, never felt in what I can remember. I really don't know how to be a parent. Sometimes I feel like I'm the greatest dad in the world. But then, I guess it's my own thoughts chip away at me that I just don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And a part of me thinks maybe I just never will. And I mean, always being in a state of learning and growing, that's a great state to be in. So there's that. I was sitting, meditating, trying to figure my shit out, and going through some of my own childhood trauma, I guess. Anyways, I feel like I'm a child, still in infancy of learning about myself and the world and the way I interact with those around me. And I haven't felt like a child in a very long time. I've felt old, especially in my body, because I'm falling apart. But mentally, I think I'm just still a kid with a lot to learn and a lot to grasp. But I feel like I don't have anyone to teach me. So I'm a kid in the wild trying to learn through the environment, trying to learn through cause and effect that I barely understand, and trying to learn through experience. I think I'm going to try a lot harder to make sure that my children feel safe and protected, because that's something that's really important to me, even if I didn't realize how important it was. And I frequently say I want to be a good dad, but I feel like that those words mean nothing. And saying something specific like, I want my children to feel safe and protected, mean a lot. There's a weight to words, I believe. And I want my words to not be superficial. And I want them to mean something.